It sure is, William. It's pretty hot out there. So we're trying to ease off on some of our activities when it's real hot. But this Saturday, we do have we're going to break a new trail. That means we're opening it. We've got it flagged thanks to Joe Mickey, Bob Hilliard, Jason Taylor, and Kelvin Settle, who owns the property. We're going to open about a new 1 mile of trail. And we'd love to have a few people. We need a few hands. You can work for an hour. You can work as long as you want. Bring your own water, gloves, and a tool. But we'll have some extra tools there if anybody wants to visit and see what we're doing or pitch in. So this location is about 3 3/4 miles east of Elkin on Highway 268, right across from Wayne's Farms. We're going to meet at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to pace ourselves. We're not going to overwork. We don't have any great big heavy-duty things to do. We've got a few rocks to move and just basically clean and trail for maybe some bigger work later. Thanks to Kelvin Settle. He owns Spice Farms. He owns a distillery and a vineyard. And he's allowing us to go across his land, and that's going to, in conjunction with, it'll go around Wayne's Farm, so in conjunction with Weyerhaeuser property, Freddie Davis, town property, and county property, we're, and Carolina Heritage, we'll have about 5.5 miles going east eventually. We're pacing ourselves and enjoying ourselves and making good friendships along the way. So thanks so much for anybody who can come out and help us on Saturday at 9 o'clock east of Elkin. We'll have a sign out at the gate open, the place to park there. If you're not going to be going coming out to the hiking, if you got time, stop by the farmer's market and see Joe Hicks. Probably D. Neal, maybe some others will be there selling ducks and turtles, adopting those for our duck and turtle regatta this fall, already thinking about fall. And all that money goes to help build trails and bridge construction. We've got a lot of great projects coming. We need to support some of those. We're doing real well with getting grants right now, and we need some matching money, and that's what that money goes to. As a reminder, we're all volunteers, and if you'd like to come help us, we'd love to help you pitch in, and little ways are big ways. If you are out in the woods this weekend, they ask you to be careful of mosquitoes and ticks and wear some either lemon eucalyptus, permethrin, or DEET on your clothing. Check yourself for insects when you get home. That's an important thing for all of us to do with all of our kids and adults, big people, little people, to protect yourself from tick bites and other insect bites, of course. Big thanks out to Joe Walker, Arsenal Reynolds. He's helped us with a lot of equipment recently and with trail building and bridge building. Jeff Yonkel and Skull Camp, just amazing, outstanding support. They have a beer called Trail Bread, and every time they sell one of those, they give some of the proceeds to the trails, and that's helped us tremendously. Reeves Theater for their support. Recently we had a band there, and it worked out great for them and for us, and they helped us quite a bit. The Winston-Salem Foundation just recently gave us a grant to help us with one of the bridge constructions. And then there, Shirley Randleman really helped us a lot this year with bridge and trail support. She's been a big supporter of the trails. I hate to see her go. Anyway, getting ready for the fall events. Have I got a minute or so left? How am I doing?
You sure do.
We are going to have the Insane Terrain again this fall, and Robert Ball's in charge of that at UB. Realtors, and he has got it cooked up for a 15K. We usually have a 5K. Calf had a 10K, but this is going to be a 15K all the way to Carter Falls. We should have the trail open and ready for that. It's going to be like a cross-country run. It's going to be really quite cool. So thanks to Robert Ball. Thanks to Richard Moore for putting on the Yadkin Valley Tour de Vino. We had a really successful one in PVH. Was a big sponsor of that, so thank you to them. We've done a lot of surveying recently, and we need to thank Robin Smith at Foothills Forestry. If you got some surveying, he's got the equipment, the people to do it, but he's been helping the trails quite a bit. And then the last thing is thanks for the relationship with Explore Elkin. We're working on a statewide trails meeting in Elkin. It's not the Mountain to Sea Trail, but a trails day. For paddling, hiking, running, lots of outdoor activities in the first weekend in June of next year, 2019. So we're doing that in conjunction with Explore Elkin. Big thanks to Yakin Valley Adventures, River Adventures, Walmart, and multiple others for providing prizes and things for the Duck and Turtle Regatta. That's about it. If you have anybody have any questions out there?